And being guest, Robert Taylor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few days, it'll be George Washington's birthday.
Yeah, it's George Washington's birthday. What's that Christmas tree doing over there on stage?
Bing, look, that's not a Christmas tree. It's a cherry tree.
Well, don't look now, Ken, but the cherries are all lit up.
But, speaking of George Washington, Dave.
Which you just did.
Please don't interrupt here. I have a very interesting story. I know for an absolute fact that Washington did throw a silver dollar across Potomac River.
Well, I didn't know about that, Ken. Where'd you get this information?
From Al Jolson.
Jolson? How would he know?
He was on the opposite bank of the river with a catcher's mitt.
Well, I'll have to see that dollar.
Don't worry, Joe. He still got it.
And you ain't going to get it to me.
No,
you
ain't going to get it.
Yes, sir. If you'll excuse me, the Ribmers and I would like to do a tune that's enjoying a healthy revival.
Pretty Baby.
Back in the 20s, Joe Fisher used to dance to this tune. Maybe this rendition will put Joe back on the hoop. John Scott, are you ready? Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. All I want to love, and baby, and it might as well be you. Baby, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Ben. I don't have anything to say about Coco today. I'd better just let it go.
Well, then let both of us go. Say something. Don't you have something to say?
Well, sure, I have plenty to say, but I can't.
But come over here. This is your spot to spouse. Come on. Fill the air now with Cocoism.
No, look, I repeat, Mr. Steele, there's nothing I can say.
Well, Ken, I know for a fact there are several brand new Coco radios and video photographs coming up. Stop dealing over them.
But being those new models are simply cheapest.
I think
yeah.
Well, I should live to see the announcer keeping the commercial a secret. This is a really intrigue, but maybe you don't understand about in all the stores yet. Well, even if they aren't in all the stores yet, folks should be interested in hearing about them. Come on, Cotton, now, Jim.
Well, Bing, I can't let anybody in on one secret. I can tell you about a sensation you felt already at home, Jim. That's an extra atom of trust. Lots of weapons.
Have you laughed when I say I'm all over again? Well, even if they aren't all in the stores yet, folks will be interested in hearing about them. Come on, here's our start.
I can't let anybody in on one secret. I can tell you about a sensation you'll filter a radio phonograph with an extra added attraction, lots of record storage space in the cabin. That's a real bonus for you record fans, but it's only the beginning of the story on this fine new filter. Where do you hear it at your dealership? And radio or record, the tone is but terrific. Super smooth filter automatic record changer, too. Talk about pretty babies. It's mahogany cabin is a real eyesore. And the price? Now, just check your Philco dealer. You'll be getting this great new Philco combination any day now, and your own eyes and ears will tell you it's a sensational value for your money. The newest thing in radio phonograph from Philco, the leader.
One of the big ballads of this winter is Ballerina. I hope you enjoy John Scott's copy of Beautiful Bastard. Dance, ballerina, dance. Do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dance you have to dance upon. Oh, ballerina, what? Just ignore the threat. This is the moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you feel the show. Once you say his love must wait a turn, you love it then instead. I guess that's your concern. You live and learn. My love is gone, ballerina gone. Go on with your career. You can't afford a background. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round we go, so ballerina dance. Go on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As long as you go, so ballerina dance. Piano Run was by Betty Cole. Because we feel it's high time that our political festivals were invested with some good-looking masculine people to relieve the monotony of such nondescript characters as we have around here, like Carpenter and Trotter and myself. We have fetched up tonight one of our town's best-looking leading men. Our guest room this evening harbors a lad named Robert Taylor. Take a bend, Bob. The other day, just by way of making small talk, I was flipping through a copy of Photoplay magazine to see what's going on here in Flickerville. And I read that you were born in Nebraska.
That's right, Ben. Good old Philly, Nebraska.
Philly, huh? Mm-hmm. I've been in Nebraska, but I don't seem to recall a town by the name of Philly.
Well, it's about 9 miles west of Crab Orchard.
Crab Orchard, where's that?
Well, that's about 30 miles southeast of Beaver Crossing.
Beaver Crossing.
Yeah, and that's about 10 miles northwest of Mayberry.
Well, Bob, just where is Philly in relation to Omaha?
Omaha?
Yeah.
Where's that?
to finish, Dr. Stanola. Say, Bob, the other day I read in the paper where you were born in New York City.
Oh, that's a lie. I was born in Philly, Nebraska.
Here we go again. What's the population?
174. Of course, the town will be mobbed the day of the big game.
What big game?
I don't know. I haven't had one yet.
You get a baseball team, but then what I do for, I get the Pittsburgh Pirates to go down there, and it's a baseball.
I bet I'll tell you, Philly doesn't have a baseball team, and that baseball's made out of horse hide.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, Philly's a one horse town. We're not going to kill the horse just to play baseball.
Oh. Your ball easily. Remember those horses I used to race?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're on the National League now.
I heard about that new slow ball they have.
You're about tailing that Bob Hope. Please, you're beginning to sound a little like old Parsons.
That reminds me, Bing, I got a business proposition to you.
Please, Bob, my brother Everett, you know, my business.
Well, this is in Bob Hope.
Hope's brother Jack handles all his business.
No wonder I don't have a radio program, man. You're a brother.
Well, you can have mine.
I can't afford him.
Neither can I.
Hey, what's this deal
that you're
going to play
now? Well, Bill, to make a long story...
We can do. We haven't got much of a
story.
I
rather
as much
as
last
night as lost their joke. Last night, I saw the Rainbow River.
That was outstanding, didn't you think?
Yes. Oh, what I'm getting at, Ben, is I'm tired of making serious pictures. Why am I letting you make one of those road efforts for you?
Didn't that sound?
Yeah.
Well, what do we do about those?
I understand that Paramount's going to retire. I hope that's all he's getting along.
Well, I'm going to make a union myself.
He's getting old, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't show on him. No, Bob, I don't think Paramount's ready to retire. I hope yet. In fact, I heard they just had his deal reactivated. The business town people have a standing order to keep this boy in place. Tell you one thing, Bob. If you in the picture instead of Hope, we'd get the kind of people into the theater we've never had before.
What do you mean?
Women.
Yeah. I know something. I'd like to do a picture with you. I really would, but I know that with you in there, I'd never get to do it.
I'll tell you that, man. If you let me make a road picture of you, I'll see to it if you get Dorothy and over.
Thanks, but that's not a square deal out for. But, Bob, how are we going to get rid of Hope? Ben, get the room.
How are we going to get rid of Hope?
Now, I understand he's quite a figure, waddling down the aisle, picking his teeth with a roller stone.
What do you say, Ben? Do you make the picture?
It's not an idea, Bob. Do you think you can handle the kind of stuff that Hope does?
Well, in fact, you know, that is a good temper.
No, I wouldn't. Don't let that stop you. Wouldn't stop Hope.
That's a music for you, John Scott.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Jones talking from the Nebraska Township Dog and Cat Hospital, Taylor. For you guys and gals, if you want your teeth to say Roger, well told, then brush them twice a day with a brand new fill coat.
Hi-ya!
What do you think, huh? But I must admit you do a pretty fair job with that whole person. How's the real pictures in the Bob effect? It's a musical.
No, but back home in Philly, I used to play with a harmonic.
Play the Philly harmonic, huh?
What did you play?
Good show. I don't know if you can play on a road trip.
If you're going to wind up with Lamar, I got to have something to hide.
You know, a fella with a sarong might be better than Lamar. I don't know. You'll have to play Thanks for the Mending after all you're doing here tonight.
The only two I know is a glowworm.
A glowworm, huh?
I tell you, get your cello, Bob. I'll teach you things for the minute. Teach you two and two seconds.
Thanks for the compliment.
It goes like this,
roughly.
It'll be roughly. It should be a smash. Here's the way it goes.
To remind people,
oh, wait a minute, I'm just a silly one, a musician too. I'll join in maybe on the instrument
that I studied when I was a kid.
Well, let's go. Hold on.
A two, a three, and a hit it.
I think the cello might be great, but there's one very important thing I must say.
It's awful.
I don't mean that.
No.
If you take Hope's part, you'll
have to take the Hope attitude and talk to him all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, besides that, you have to run
down my clothes, my hair,
the tie, mm-hmm. everything. You have to criticize my singing, my acting.
You really got to kick me around.
Okay, skinhead, here's an agenda. Pick up those baggy blooms, I'll take the
road, Toad.
No.
What are your mascara?
Now, wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute.
Call me, pretty boy.
Listen, if we're going to be hooked, this is only the beginning.
Okay, happy hip.
Let's have a road picture. What is this? Yes, all we need is a map.
That's the picture, Mr. Carpenter.
Road to the Congo.
Starring Dave Satchel, pretty close, Dave.
And Bob.
Stick it on.
Romantic land in the world.
He's Malta, California. This is a road trip. We'll just stop there, grab some clams, and move on. On to the African Congo,
where we find our
two intrepid soldiers, of course, hacking their way through the jungle
in search of big game.
Well, here we are in the jungle of Africa. You've always got
me on a wild goose, Chase.
I never beat him, but we always got 50 wild goose.
You hadn't
proposed to that girl in Altoona. How do I know she's going to say yes?
Quit your griping, Wavy Lock.
I'll tell you not to bed. What's the plot of this picture? How is Anastasia Lewis, the famous white elephant
with the black tusk?
She's in this area. When that elephant dies, he'll be millionaire.
Never even met that animal.
How do we know he'll die and leave his money to us?
Don't you understand me, on eyes?
Watch it, Lord. We can grab that elephant's eye, we'll make a fortune selling it to piano manufacturers.
There's a big shortage of black keys back home.
I think it's that easy. I think I hear some native drum.
Maybe they can lead us to the black test.
Yeah, come on, Jim. Head way to your tugboat. Hey, Bob, did you bring along the box of trinkets to trade to the natives?
Yep, here's one of the trinkets right here.
That's nothing but a canteen of water.
Well, trinket. That's Hope's material.
Hey, look out.
There's an alligator in front of us.
That's no alligator. That's just an alligator. It's an alligator.
It's a log.
I say it's an alligator.
Well, I'll say it's a log. I'll show you. Hold my left hand while I reach out and pick it up. It's an alligator. I told you so, man. Call me Lefty.
This place is infested with animals.
Yeah. Hey there.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Coast Guard Hope.
How do you do?
Hold it, Dave. I think I see an elephant way over there in the tent.
You've got a grand trunk elephant. Oh, look, there's a whole herd of elephants.
Welcome, stranger.
Roger Leo, how are you?
May Madman Munch use elephant dealer.
Hey, you're just a man that can help us, Munch. We're looking for a very special animal, a white elephant with a black tusk.
Oh, what's about an elephant? Oh, you know, get him.
That animal is very personal property of Her
Highness the Blonde Princess of Jungle.
The Blonde Princess? What's her name?
You ever hear of Tarzana?
Yes.
Her name is Gino.
Hey, she sounds like something we ought to investigate. Where do I find her?
Where do we find her?
Princess, find you.
Yeah, get a load of that.
What's the matter, boys? Your whistle's
stuck? Good, Princess, but we haven't seen a girl in so long. We'd almost forgotten what they look like.
Do I refresh your memory?
Refresh it, you refuel it.
Say, you're cute. What's your name?
Bob Taylor. This is my friend, Gabby Hayes.
Hey!
Shucks, I'm not bashful. I always find pleasing a thing to do.
Well, come down to there. Let me get a good look at you.
Okay, there I am. What do you think?
Well, I'm back up.
Hey, Princess, we understand that you're the owner of the famous pink elephant with the black tusk. We'd like to make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yeah, we've got to have that elephant.
Okay, well, I'll make a deal. I'll trade my elephant to one of you sellers.
It's a deal, honey. Can you grab the elephant and head for the state?
Just a minute. You take the fancy gun, John.
I'll beat it. Scram. Get lost. Blow, will you?
Just a minute, Taylor. You promised me that I would get the girl.
Well, I changed my mind. I want it.
Well, you dirty double sucker. How can you be such a heel?
It's easy. I'm supposed to be Hope.
It's silly. Now scram out of the Congo, bud.
Oh, no.
Oh, bonga, bonga, bonga. I'm going to leave the Congo.
Oh, yeah, yes, you will.
Bingo, bango, princess, I'm supposed to get the princess. Why don't you know?
Don't want no hairy buzzes hanging around me, grabbing my date.
Mr. Loverboy, don't fry him a coconut tree and cuddle up his eyes and make. Thanks very much, Bob.
As I was getting hope in how you were better, I want to tell you something else. It's a pleasure working with someone. It lets me get up to the market.
Frank, Bing, what are we going to do about the blonde princess?
I think we'll have to talk to town and coin for her later. Meanwhile, I got to do a song.
We're making a long one, will you? I want to talk to the
blonde. Oh, no, you don't. You stand right here now. Stand by. Don't go away.
I still get jealous Does it please you?
Get loosened up and don't be so cozy with your promotion.
Well, they always keep on playing mysterious moles for all this thing, but they just think they're already offended. I said, just arriving at the Silco dealers now. I don't want to tell you to tell you that for tone, style, and performance, these 1948 Silcos are the most sensational new values in radios. But we have to hold our fire so we're sure you can walk into your Silco dealers and check up with your own eyes and ears on their tone and performance. Believe us when you do, you'll get an eye full as well as an ear full. Meanwhile, keep your eye on your own Silco dealer. Don't freeze now. Maybe he'll beat us to the punch and be able to show you those sensational Silco radio phonographs before we get a chance to tell you about them. And don't forget, in back of every radio Silco makes are all of the sources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, research laboratories, quality materials, radio know-how, plus the capacity of the world's longest radio production line. Once again, you'll find it all pays off the most for your radio money. The outstanding new values at your dealer today from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
That this is no is true. That when your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few. But if you wear these golden earrings, love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow with every coal. You will hear desire to glow inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this tale of golden dreams cast a spell tonight.
Tenderly in their plush box, I shall now reach for my Cavanaugh snap brim and hit my favorite road, the road home.
First, I'd like to thank Bob Taylor
and his cello for joining us tonight.
Don't mention a thing, the cello, that is.
Oh, the grand, Bob.
By the way, do you mind if I make Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer very happy by mentioning my latest picture?
Oh, The High Wall.
Very gripping drama, Bob. By all means, let's give it a big plug.
Oh, thanks. Who's your guest for next week, Bing?
Next week?
Happy news. Miss Peggy Lee is going to stop in, and we're doing the second edition of the Flop Parade. She's got some great tunes, some real clunks.
Melodic fellas.
We're going to unveil here next week.
And we're also expecting Rudolph Smohopper,
our elusive guest.
Well, good. I'll be listening.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, folks. And thanks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Tilco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, Bing's guest, Peggy Lee, and your all-time flop parade. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.